Good morning. You're welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today's the 14th day. I didn't know it minutes ago. Today's the 14th day of March. And the year, you see, we're already in March. Would you believe it or not? I mean, we're sitting.
We are marching on, Roy.
Yeah. So let me tell you something. I've got a very, very special guest here today. And my mom says that life is like a toilet paper. You know, the beginning starts when it's about this size. And every time you want to wipe, you know, you pull, so it goes like one revolution. But when it's getting smaller and smaller, every time you want to pull, it goes, you know, just for one wipe. So, tell me if it's true. Soon as the older we get, the quicker the years go, don't they?
Yes.
There you go. You see?
I thought it means the older you go, the more toilet paper you need.
That's true.
Leo, it's actually all a matter of interpretation. Whether you look at it from the toilet paper point of view or you look at the aging point of view.
Listen, I don't want to look at it from the toilet paper.
I'm just taking things literally.
Okay.
All right. We've got Jolly Morning.
You cannot stop this time.
The only thing you can't stop is time. Yeah, right.
And the sea from coming into the shore and back.
And to the Israelis that listen to us, Pazam, you can't stop, eh?
No.
The only thing you can't stop, Pazam.
Time is nothing.
Pazam. Don't you know what Pazam? So Pazam is Perek Zman Minimali.
Ah.
All right. Like everything in the army, everything cuts to three, eh? We've got some lovely people here today. So who do we have here? First of all, we've got Liel Rimon from 96 Centon Drive, running, he's our Swiss watch and diamond expert. So if you've got any questions about Swiss watches, diamonds, gold, jewelry,
Girls?
Nah, girls you're not.
I love them.
Girls. You love girls. They have to love you back. Otherwise,
this relation.
Chloroform is not a relation.
Ether.
Ether.
My favorite.
And Rohypnol as well. It's outlawed lately. You know?
And if you don't have enough money, pepper spray also works.
You know, they got. I think Moshe told this joke, so the other guy, Sipo comes out of, he says, "I just had sex." He says, "Why are you crying?" He says, "The pepper spray."
Oh my God.
That's a terrible joke.
It is a terrible joke, isn't
terrible
it?
Terrible joke.
But it's a joke.
On a family radio station.
What? No, what?
This is a family radio station.
If you start laughing, what is wrong to laugh in the morning? I mean, the best time to start laughing is in the morning.
It's really, yes. And let's hope we keep laughing all day.
We will. Yes. What do you mean? We will. Who's going to stop us?
The traffic.
Laugh is there. We were talking actually, and maybe we will talk a little bit more about cannabis and all the new...
Cannabis.
Everything that makes you happy.
But I'm saying that laughter is the best medicine. Guys.
Yeah, of course.
I promise you. You laugh a lot, you even forget you're married.
Hey, Roy.
Yes.
Married.
Hold on a second. You obviously don't laugh too much in your marriage.
No, I don't laugh too much. Full stop. I take life very, very seriously.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Has to be serious.
Dead
for 70 odd years, you've been serious. I mean, how did it work for you?
It's worked very well. Look at me. I look about 52.
You look fantastic. I think maybe being so serious and not laughing that much, you've got hardly any lines. So it's worked for you, people.
You got all the laughs now. Get up now. Oh, we're just talking about him washing dishes. He says he loves it. I mean, what can I say?
I relax. I get the hot water around my fingers. I put the gloves on.
You put the apron on.
Yes.
You put the apron as well?
Yes. Wow. I've got my name on it. I love it.
I book him to your house.
And,
Yeah, once I took a plate to the sink. My wife took a picture. She posted all over the show. Said, "My husband washing dishes." I wasn't even wrong. I just came to the sink.
Oh, my God.
And that's my story.
You couldn't live that one down.
No, I couldn't. 061-895-1019. That's our WhatsApp line. SMS 34519. It'll cost you $1.50. So who do we have here? We've got Liel Rimon. We've got Moshe Starog. What are you doing, Moshe, today?
Good morning. Very well.
Are you very well?
Yes.
Very well. Really? And how's the knee going?
Beautiful.
You already do it on the kitchen or I'm not going to talk about this?
Dancing, it's okay.
We've got with us our blog and in South Africa's best movie critic, Peter Feldman. How are you doing, Peter?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Roy. I'm serious this morning as well.
You see?
No, I'm only playing.
No, we're not serious here today.
No,
how can you be serious?
Humor.
Tell me, and yes. Are we going to talk about the movies today?
We're going to talk about the big
and
movie.
And we've got another two pairs of two pairs of tickets. So, guys, if you're not going
to
give us a reply, it's great because myself and Peter will go engagé to the
movie.
Peter, don't see enough movies. What a profession this guy chose. He goes to his movie. I mean,
no, actually, yesterday my son surprised me. Yeah. Next Thursday is his birthday. It's a public holiday. Day. And he told me, no, I want you to take me and my friends to watch Captain Marvel. So, okay.
And?
I will go and watch
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
And then next week you can report on it.
And maybe we will even watch the...
The what?
What was the movie from yesterday?
Fighting with My Family.
Fighting with My Family.
That's the one I wanted to talk
Fighting with My Family.
Yes. Yeah, that's a very entertaining, film. Very funny movie.
Well, just let me introduce. So we've got with us, Cecily Pavoncelli is here.
Morning,
today
everyone.
She's becoming a regular feature with us and she's great and you must see her this morning.
Love
I mean, she
right.
was walking and she's getting all the, but it wasn't you, it was your mummy.
No,
I'm
mom.
Telling
if
you.
I take my mom out with me, she gets all the looks and all the whistles.
So I've got Cecily and Cecily mom's here, so there's like a double force, double power. And that was the lady you heard before about the toilet paper.
I told you not to take Cecily to,
hey?
I told you to stop taking Cecily to Grand Central, the main level that can do it. It's not nice.
Anyway, we've got a great day today. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, I don't know what they're singing because there's 11 different languages they can sing.
You know, Roy, in parts of Johannesburg where the pollution is thick, the birds don't sing, you know. They
don't
cough.
They? Really?
They have a lovely cough.
Yes. They cough in tune.
I want to play a song before we start. I've got a few of them. But let's start with, you know what? This is nice, I think. This one is nice. No. Let me see, what do we have on our...
Roy goes through a painstaking process to choose the best music for every show.
Well,
he's got some fantastic choice.
But he's very serious in what he chooses,
yes,
and it's got to set
serious.
The mood.
I wasn't serious before I got married. I'll tell you something, at least now, it's my time to get serious. So this is a magnificent song. I don't know if you like it or not. I don't care. But I love that song, guys.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
I just want to give some facts about marriage. So whoever wants to get married, and I highly recommend it. I want all of you to get married. I just had enough being alone. You know, I want everybody to be like me. Suffer a little bit. The American Academy of Matrimonial says in 2011, 33% of divorce filings in the U.S. mentioned Facebook.
What is Facebook?
It's a book made of faces.
Thank you.
Researchers in the University of Cincinnati found that married men drink less than unmarried men. The opposite is true for the woman. Maybe the poor guy is working so hard he doesn't have time to go to the pub and his wife sitting doing nothing, just drinking the whole day. Is that a possibility?
I think the numbing pills are too much. You don't need to drink.
Study founded by National Institute of Aging found that couples over 57 of my age in bad marriage have higher risk of heart disease. I think the husband really want to die. According to the research from the University of Florence, unfaithful husband may have a greater risk of heart attack than husband which are faithful. I believe, if we put it correctly, it's not the heart attack, it's a knife in the heart attack.
It's being scared of getting caught.
That's Pawn Stars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
And we're back. Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 25 minutes past 9 o'clock. Whoa, the time is flying, huh? Time is flying when you're having fun. So what do we have here today? So our guest of honor is... How are you, dear? So first of all, the most beautiful woman. I mean, you can't recognize the difference between a mother and a daughter. I mean, it looks like a copy, photocopy.
Oh, thank you.
You definitely came out from the same Xerox.
Thank you.
Machine, yeah. Tell
not
me and
complimenting you. Alice is complimenting Cecily, by the way.
No.
Oh,
Yeah. It's a double compliment. So, you used to yes.
Roy, I think it's important for me to just kind of headline this and keep it short and sweet. And in honor of International Women's Day on the 8th of March, my mom decided to come on air and in a very upbeat way, because she's a very positive lady, give a brief history as to her experience in the past year having been diagnosed with advanced stages of ovarian cancer. And just to give a heads up, you know, there's always so much awareness about breast cancer and deservedly so, prostate cancer with Movember towards the end of the year. And my mom said, you know, part of her giving back to life and the world is just coming to share a bit of a story and also just to make ladies a bit more aware of signs and symptoms and to beg them to please just have themselves checked out from time to time. So I'm going to ask Mom to take over.
So please tell us whatever, you know, in your own words, what's experience?
Well, yeah. I think my experience was when I first found out. I had an incredible doctor that sent me immediately, and thank goodness, because I was in third stage with ovarian cancer.
Well, what did you feel before? Like, what did you feel? How suddenly you...
It was over a period. I was very tired, not well at all, until Cecily, my daughter, took me to a doctor, her doctor, and he immediately sent me for tests, and they found...
I remember, look, I know Cecily for a long time, and I remember when it started, I mean, Cecily put a long, long post, and basically, just short of cursing the doctor that was before.
Alright,
so basically went to a lot of, testings, and then later, the other doctor find it on the first meeting or something like that. This is correct.
So, mom just had, backache, malaise, sleeping all day, and the doctor on three occasions said, look, it's just old age, and, oh, here's a cortisone shot because, you know, you might just have a bit of arthritis in your back, and eventually said, look, at your age, there's not much we can do for you, just live with it. Look, the statistic is as follows, less than 20% of ovarian cancer cases are diagnosed in the early stages. It's a very, very progressive disease that really literally flies under the radar. And it really is just to say to ladies, have yourselves just do a yearly checkup, a yearly ultrasound. It's, you know, you're not exposed to radiation. It's just a normal checkup when you go for your mammograms, etc. Just make sure you check your... Just check it out. Just check out your ovaries.
Is it true that people are actually scared to find out?
I think that's most certainly the case, Roy. Most certainly, I think there's that fear.
Why? What do you think? Because to know what you have and to start dealing with it gives you a great comfort.
Absolutely.
Than to suffer.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. But the human brains don't work that way. Human
too
brains
scared to find
rather
out.
Not to know. Yeah. I'm happy. I'm not sick till I know.
It's like I never,
till I sold my car, I didn't lose money.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I think one of the biggest lessons my entire family learned in all of this is just cut out the noise. Because you'll speak to someone and say, well, you know, my mom's got cancer. Oh, well, I knew someone that died from that cancer.
Oh,
I know someone
who
had the most
negative.
Awful side effects and negative. Let me tell you. My mom went to an amazing Dr. Trudy Smith. There's only six gyno-oncologists in South Africa, and they're all tremendous, tremendous doctors. Went to a phenomenal doctor, treated her, surgery, went for chemo, and at that point everyone's saying, oh, but you know, chemo and the side effects. You know what? What was your worst side effect?
Really, the sleepiness afterwards.
There's nothing wrong with sleeping. I have to take a sleeping pill,
As they put the drip in, you start sleeping.
That's it. And the worst side effect in total from the chemo was her hair falling out.
It really depends
on the individual, the intensivity, of course,
age and a lot of other things.
But I'll tell you what
differ. Yeah. But I want to ask about, we're talking about this cancer and what ages you should actually look for it.
Here's the frightening thing. So in ovarian cancer, you get different types of ovarian cancer. You get a germ cell, a stroma, et cetera, and then you've got ovarian cancers that are genetically based, and that's your BRCA1 and BRCA2.
So that's the ones you have to really, if you're one of your family had, you have to go and,
one. Yeah. Yeah. That's the one where Angelina Jolie literally went and had a full hysterectomy removed.
So, I mean, in your case, did you go and check?
Mom doesn't have BRCA1 or BRCA2. They did check. In South Africa, medical aid, last time I heard, they don't like to pay for it, and it's extremely expensive. It's about 15,000 rand for the
21,000,
test.
21,000, yeah.
Yeah, back then it was 15. So, yeah, it's
I just paid, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jeez, right? 21, good head.
21,000. They don't pay for it. Yeah,
yeah. And so yeah, mom came back negative on BRCA. But the thing is that what is really frightening with ovarian cancer is girls as young as 20 are affected with it, and ladies in my, you know, kind of 70 years, it does not discriminate.
Yeah.
So that's really why my mom wanted to come on air to say, please, ladies, just do your yearly check.
So what you're saying now basically is that for a woman, a mammogram is not enough. You have to do
mammogram
other checks.
Is just breast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But we've been told all the time that women should take very seriously the mammogram and go and check it.
Yeah.
But what we're saying now, that it's not the only thing.
Absolutely.
There is other things need to be checked in a yearly basis.
Neil, thank you. You pointed exactly the point here. You know, there's uterine cancer, there's ovarian cancer, there's various gynecological cancers. But in my mom's case, the ovarian one was scary, you know, and it just flew under the radar. So
yes. Yeah.
I want to say that for my opinion, so basically you recommend to take a second opinion as well.
Always.
I mean, yeah, I don't
always.
Don't only take one opinion. I mean, the guy tells you you're okay, okay, you continue feeling not good. I mean, it can be cancer. Not all cases are cancer.
No. I went to the normal house doctor. I've seen him for 18 years.
Yeah.
And one morning I complained about my back and that I was so tired. And he turned around and said, well, at your age, what do you expect? And I was horrified, and I phoned Cecily. And Cecily, of course, ran me off to Mark for Nikak.
And he immediately?
He immediately, yes.
And it was so simple. He said, can I just send you post, an ultrasound? And they picked it up.
Ultrasound, a very simple test.
No, it was a CAT scan.
No, that wasn't the CAT scan. No, the initial diagnostic tool.
So this doctor was totally unsympathetic.
Peter, you have no idea. You have no idea. Just, you know, it was kind of like a consultation.
Yes.
Hand over your money.
It's so important how doctors deal with this and their patient relationship. I mean, words can cut the way you deal with them. You know, if you know this is going to happen and this is the diagnosis, at least use, psychology in trying to guide them through, because they're going through a terrible period in their life at the moment.
Sure.
The whole brain changes, you know, you're looking at yourself from a different perspective.
Mm, very interesting.
And, you know, it's so important in that aspect that doctors approach it with a more sympathetic mindset.
Yeah, you got a lot of doctors are technicians.
You're right.
They're very good at what they do. They're technicians. They don't have the
bedside manner.
The PR side. And that's very, definitely very important with when someone gets sick.
Sure.
Because they think that their knowledge is the most important thing.
No.
So if they've got the knowledge, so they are not really sympathetic, they are not psychologists. I got the knowledge, that's how it is, and that's it, you know?
Sure.
And you expect more to be explained and to be sympathetic, to make it easy for you.
Absolutely.
You
I mean,
but
I
suppose they deal with so many cases that it's just like a conveyor belt to a degree.
Sure,
it's just machines.
Just a number.
Or what?
I have a lot of customers, and each one, when he comes, he must feel that he's
well,
the only
yes,
one.
Yes. Sure.
And that's the way that you do, and I think, like I said, It depends on a person, and I think a lot of doctors are very good technicians, and they don't have this human relations side that they can actually talk
to. Some of them are amazing. Some of them,
of course.
You know, some doctors, and we actually discussed it on the way here, in a car, we discussed that sometimes a doctor that holds your hand and tells you it's all going to be okay,
doctor,
it's much better than the guy that gives pills.
My doctor, and you know him very well.
Yeah, very, very well.
He's also definitely, on top of taking care of your physicality.
Yeah.
Sure. He is actually care.
Absolutely. But look at the faith. I mean, look what you've just said about your doctor. You put so much faith into his hands and you trust him completely, which is key. And I think that's it. When you feel comfortable with your doctor, you believe in the treatment course that they've taken, you believe that they know what they're doing. I think that's half the success.
It was a movie, maybe Peter Lorre with Robin Williams. That there was a doctor, and his way was with the children to come and to hold them and talk to them.
That's right. He was a famous doctor.
Yeah.
Hedge Adams, that's right.
And he wore a clown's nose.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Exactly what you've just said. I mean, just...
You know, all this stuff is amazing, but listening to people that going through, that and have, sometimes you have good family that supports you, a nice daughter that supports you, like Cecily is, some people just say, just let's forget about those, let's forget about it. And let me tell you something about cancer, what I learned about cancer. And my son, Eric, is very sensitive. So he comes to me and says, the worst thing about cancer is people don't want to listen and talk about it. Mm. It's like the elephant in the room, No one mentions it.
No.
Yeah. Am I right?
Yes.
And sometimes the patient want to talk about it. So it's always an awkward situation.
To talk about
it's a serious disease. It's not something that you can...
I know that the way to deal with it, there's a lot of ways to deal with it. And I've got... in the last 2 years, unfortunately, a lot of experience because my dad is living with cancer.
Oh, sorry, Leon.
Nothing to be sorry about. Everything is great. Mm. Only make us a bit stronger, if anything. But my father cancer is something that you get the treatment and you get control over it, and then you control it with medicine and you live with it for the rest of your life.
That's
good.
Yes,
and it's blood cancer. If you take Liel's dad for example, the most athletic, the most I used to run till the day he got cancer. I think he was running 10 kilometers a day or something crazy, really. And most athletic person I know, most wonderful person I know, can happen to anybody.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. You can take care of yourself, not to take care of yourself. Obviously, it's better to take care of yourself. But even if you don't, it can happen. I mean, it can happen.
Unfortunately.
Yes, and that's not the worst thing.
No, it's not.
Exactly.
It's not. I mean, your son can marry a horrible woman.
Yeah.
That can be even worse.
But no,
you can treat everything with laughter. I promise you.
Right, Roy. You're right.
Am I right?
But there's other things. Like I'm saying, there is ways to deal with it. After, I know my dad is doing a lot of support groups, and he got a personal coach that he's sitting with her once a week. And
you're sitting with her, talking. You said?
Maybe she's sitting with him. I don't know.
You see, listen. That's a support group.
Does it matter who sits with whom?
Yes, it does.
Yes,
she's teaching him teaching him how to think positively. Listen, there's a lot of things that really, really, really
make
help
a difference. Yeah,
and make a difference. And I think the most important thing is to create a support group around you.
Sure.
Even if it's something easy and you don't need it, but you need a support group. Your family, your friends,
absolutely.
Everybody must know. And I don't understand this thing of. When you're sick or when something is wrong, not to tell people, to keep it a secret.
It's the most horrible thing to go through on your own.
No, why?
Look, can I tell you about my mom? When she was diagnosed and we were all in tears, she was like, I'm fine. I'm gonna tackle this. I'm gonna fight it. She's got an incredible fighting spirit. And two things that really had me in stitches. Well, not two. One thing that had me in stitches. The one thing she said is, I need to be around to watch my orchids grow because my mom loves her orchids. And the second thing she said is, she was so worried that my father, if something happened to her, that my father would remarry. And she was like, hell no. I have been married to this man for 46 years and I've made his life a misery for 46 years. And I'm not about to hand the reins over to some other woman.
That's why women live more than men. You know why men die before women.
Because they really want to. They really, really want to. I'll tell you another thing, what she says about making somebody's misery. It's always when you got daughters. When you got a son, he's going to get a miserable son. If you got a daughter, you know for a fact that one day, this beautiful girl that you're raising is going to make somebody really, really miserable. I mean, this is something that you can give, am I right?
You're right.
Yes.
I have a daughter, I know.
She's made shame the poor guy.
But he tries hard.
He doesn't try hard.
Shame.
Roy?
Yeah, before we do that, I'm not interested. What is it? Mandela Gate.
We got
Mkandla Gate.
Yeah.
Mkandla Gate bothers me. I hope it bothers you, Benjamin. Benjamin, it doesn't bother me. Really doesn't. No. I don't care about Mkandla. I mean, that was, the care about Mkandla.
East Gate. Yeah. Mkandla Gate.
Mkandla Gate. Okay. Before we do that, let's go to a nice song, and then we're going to read a little bit of, advertising.
We got a food department.
How many pages did I open on computer? I can't believe it. So,
she's like,
worried. Yeah, I can't believe it.
Yeah, tell us.
All right.
Could take us a while to find
these. Computer's in a happy frame of mind.
Yeah.
It's been felt all the time.
Hey Jude.
Yes, Hey Jude.
With Shirley Bassey.
Oh, yeah, lovely one.
Why didn't you tell me before? I would have prepared it for
time.
You.
Next time.
Yeah.
But Hey Jude is Beatles.
Is that your favorite song?
John Lennon.
Yes.
Shirley Bassey make a version of
this.
I promise you, this song is one of our favorite songs, and this is Marcon.
If you missed Pound Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
Talking about sport, what do you call a Manchester United fan with half a brain? Fan with half a brain. How many? Listen, Manchester United are playing tonight the last game for this year, and maybe even for next year in the Champions League. So it's a tribute to them. How many Manchester United fans it take to pave up a driveway? It really depends how thin you cut it.
That's like Pound Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Thank you for waiting with us, being with us till now. And let me put some background music because I don't know, I can't talk without this. Oh, yeah, that's the one. So, Peter.
I'm just going to mention, I mentioned earlier on in the show the movie of the week. I'm not going to mention the name of the movie because that is going to be the question. What is the movie of the week? It's about a family in Norwich, England, who have a pastime. And the young teenage daughter went over to America to join the WWE. Now, this family are very famous, and this film is based on a true story. So you tell me the name of the movie, and we'll give you 2 free tickets to go to a new Metro movie. The vouchers are valid for 2D or 3D movies and VIP cinemas. We have a special arrangement with them. The vouchers exclude Extreme and 4D cinemas, as well as movies on their first week of release. It can only be redeemed at the cinema box office, not online, and only at new Metro Cineplexes. The winners need to present vouchers as complimentary Mobi codes when getting your tickets at the cashier. And remember, the vouchers last for 3 months, so you can spend 3 months deciding on which movie you want to see.
Yes, yes, that's good. That's good. 0618951019. This is our WhatsApp lines, 34519, if you're willing to spend $1.50, and advertiser.
Yes, we got something from the food department. Pick and Pay Norwood Hyper have these pocket-saving sweet deals just for you. P&P no-name macaroni or spaghetti at 500 grams is $8.99. Pick and Pay Long Life Milk, it's 6-liter pack. Ooh. They're just $59.99. Salad Farm Eggplant Mayonnaise, 500 gram is $52.99. And Clover Cheddar Gouda or Tusses, 800 grams, just $79.99. Catch these and many more specials in store. These specials are exclusive to Pick and Pay Norwood Hyper and only while stocks last. Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood, the best place to shop when you want to buy a lot.
This is the Pawn Stars with Roy Peretz.
And we're back for the last little stretch of whatever we have left of this hour. The time is now 10 minutes to 10. And we hear Peter Feldman. So, Peter, anything new that you've been writing about lately?
Yes, I'm interviewing one of the top black hotel magnates in the country. He has the Regency Hotel Group.
Ooh.
And I'm going to probably spend a weekend at one of his hotels just to test it. It's one of these apartment hotels. And I'm going to do an interview with him. He started from nothing. I mean, he worked for 800 rand a month. At the bottom end of the ladder in the luxury hotel industry, and he's worked his way up, and that's a story one needs to tell. So I'm going to write about him sometime, and a few other things in the pipeline which I'm working on. So I'm enjoying life as it is, Roy.
That's nice. It's nice enjoying life. I need to go like in 2 weeks' time. I'm going to go to the UK, and my friend Mark from the UK. The guy that started the Pawn Stars UK, told me I must bring warm clothes. And this is coming from a guy that lives in the UK, meaning I'm going to freeze my beep.
What off?
But what's
there, you know?
Say it again, Roy. What's so funny though is a couple of weeks ago in the UK, they had one of the hottest recorded temperatures one day.
Like
in the
7
history,
degrees.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I mean, when I was over there October, November, it was cold, and my son-in-law was walking around with a T-shirt and shorts and said, no, it's not cold. I was freezing. I'm from South Africa. Yeah. I was freezing. Yeah, yeah. It's now freezing. I mean, it's snowing. It's windy. It's miserable.
You know when is the UK, the Britain summer?
No.
Usually,
I don't think
usually
they
on
know.
A Thursday.
You know,
in Scotland it's even worse.
You can catch the tube in one part of London where it's sunny and beautiful, and it comes up the other side of London, and it's raining and miserable, and that is in one city. I think it happens here too.
That's how you've got in one day four seasons.
Cape Town. Cape Town is special for that. Yeah.
Roy, I think where you are in Hyde Park area, I think that's a rain belt, because it always seems to rain very heavily in that area.
And they need to wash the floors.
And watch the floors and
we
and
need
the
to
road.
Wash the floors and the roads. And what is very good for the economy?
It's very good for flowers as well.
Yeah, especially when lately there's a lot of crap going into the Vaal River, so we need a lot of water to wash it.
Sewage.
Is it not crap?
It is part of it, but it's
those things that
word.
Float. What are those?
They're swimmers.
Yeah.
Crocodiles.
Anyway,
In Hebrew,
Chatzafim, yeah. Guys, I just want to say goodbye to you. So I want you to have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend. I want you just to think about that. Smile, laugh, even if your wife catches you. No.
Even if your wife catches you. You've got to be careful, Roy.
No, I'm not talking about that catching you.
No, in case you smile.
Yeah. Because
know exactly what he meant.
We know.
Stop it. So let's say you sit in a comedy club, and you look at the guy, and you want to laugh. You look at your wife, says, "Can I laugh? Is that right? Is it funny? Is it not funny? Is that the way it works, Moshe?"
Yeah. Listen. First of all.
Yeah.
A day that you don't laugh is a lost day.
Yeah, 100%.
And where did you hear that?
About getting, I'm being married for 34 years. Yeah. How much do you laugh, really?
And on the other hand, I want to tell you something. There was one comedian stands on a stage. He tells jokes.
Yeah.
And somebody from the audience told him, "Hey, this is an old joke." So he told him, "It's not my fault that you live so long."
Good one.
I just want to say our goodbye. So thank you so much for Cecily Pavoncelli being with us.
Thank you.
Her mother being with us.
Thank you.
It's absolutely, absolutely my pleasure. Liel Rimon, Moshe Starograd, and Peter Feldman. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week. Yeah.
Shalom.
I want you to take care of yourselves, guys. And don't manga too much with the young girls. Have a nice weekend.